Ihr hört Pink Channel Radio im Queer-Format mit Stefan Koschani. Polen ist ja negativ bekannt für die LGBT-freien Zonen. Da hatten sich Städte als queerfeindlich deklariert. Nichts von unserer Kultur sollte dort einen Raum haben. Das war eine bewusste Strategie der PiS-Partei von Jarosław Kaczyński. Sogenannte traditionelle Familienwerte sollten ihm den Wahlsieg sichern. Inzwischen hat die EU reagiert und den LGBT-freien Zonen mit Finanzentzug gedroht. Und oh Wunder, es hat gewirkt. Das jedenfalls sagen Monika und Noro vom Stettin Pride. Mitte Juli waren sie in Berlin beim lesbisch-schwulen Straßenfest und Thomas Dietrichs hatte sie interviewt.
Actually, queer free zones had covered one third of Poland's area and population 2 years ago. Oh, it was 3 years ago. But now some of those declarations have been cancelled. Some of them by the highest court of Poland, which told that it's illegal to make such declaration on this local authority level, and that it's against human rights. That was the rule of the National Administration Court. Some of them were cancelled by the court, and some other were withdrawn by the communities themselves, because otherwise they couldn't get money from European Union regional programs. But it's still, you know, it doesn't change the hearts of the people who live there and who voted for authorities who ruled that way. So people living in those LGBT-free zones are really in a danger, in a bigger danger of depression, of loneliness, of violence than the rest of Poland. And Stettin belongs to this lucky, privileged rest of Poland, which is not LGBT-free zone. Actually, we are on the west border, and the influence of the west world, of Germany, of Scandinavia, is very big. So Szczecin even declared itself LGBT-friendly city, one of only handful in Poland. So our life in Szczecin is quite happy comparing to the rest of the country. Local citizens are average, most of them are really nice and accepting. Also, we have a lot of support from local authorities, like regional parliament or head office, or from the mayor of our city. But we still live in Poland, and we have all the Polish problems, which are lack of marriage equality, lack of hate crime protection, and lack of dignified procedure for gender transition, and many, many, many more. Also, there is sexual education is forbidden in Polish schools right now, and the Minister for Education is the biggest transphobe and asshole in Poland. So life in Poland is really hard. But it also gives us, in some way, more resistance spirit, and we do not will not give up until we have equality just as we want to.
Wir werden nicht aufgeben, bis wir Gleichstellung für queere Menschen in Polen erreicht haben, sagten Monika und Nora vom Stettin Pride. Dieser hat bereits am 30. Juli stattgefunden. Und nun präsentiere ich euch den Künstler Aquario aus Leipzig, ein Kandidat mit dem für seinen queeren Sommerhit Sommer. Broken heart.